Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Loving God, you provide for our every need. You feed our bodies, you feed our souls. Yet we hunger to know and love you more and more. So nourish us with your word today, all through Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Our scripture readings this morning first come from the Old Testament, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 8. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. And then Matthew, chapter 6, verse 11, the words of Christ, from the Sermon on the Mount and the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God endures forever. Amen. Well, we've made our way through the first part of the Lord's Prayer. We've been praising and honoring our Heavenly Father's name and praying for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done. Now, in the second half of the Lord's Prayer, we make requests on our behalf. And one of the ways that we honor God and recognize God as our Heavenly Father is to trust that God does and will provide for us our food, our drink, our clothing, our most basic needs in our lives. Those are gifts from our living God. In fact, Jesus says in another passage, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So praying for our daily bread reminds us that God sustains us in every way in our lives, both physically, but also spiritually. And so it isn't trivial to ask God for and to thank God for meeting our needs, because Jesus tells us to pray this way. Now, a way for us to have hope that God is going to provide for our needs, maybe we're in a pinch and we're in a really difficult and scary time, a way for us to have hope in those times that God will provide is to remember God's faithful provision in our lives in the past, but also for his people in the record of Scripture. And so each time we give us this day our daily bread, we can't help but think back to a certain passage in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 16, where the Lord said to Moses, I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So morning by morning, day by day, the Israelites in the wilderness gathered their daily bread as a gift from God. Now, do you remember how many days worth of manna the Israelites were to collect each day? One. Just one day's worth. Now, Friday, they collected 2 days worth so that they wouldn't have to collect on the Sabbath. But it's day by day. It was their daily bread. Now, if they tried to hoard the manna and collect more than their daily bread, we read that it would rot the next day. Now, one rabbi applied this lesson of the manna for us today. The one who possesses what he can eat today, but then says, what shall I eat tomorrow, is a person of little faith. Or as Jesus says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, pace yourself. Trust God in the moment. Trust God each and every day. That's the message for us. Praying for our daily bread reminds us, live one day at a time. But oftentimes, we aren't content just with our daily bread. We expect from God Give us our weekly bread. Give us our monthly bread. Give us our yearly bread. And we want it all right now. But it's the Lord's Prayer. It's Jesus that teaches us in the school of prayer to be satisfied in our lives with enough. To be thankful for this moment, for this meal, to be grateful for what God is doing right now in this moment, to dwell in the moment. Praying, give us this day our daily bread, it teaches us some important things we all need to learn over and over in our lives. To be content, to not be greedy, to not be consumed in our lives with consuming. And so we pray for God to give us not only our daily bread, but our daily discipline and the wisdom to say no when we want too much. Trust in God, little by little, Jesus is telling us, day by day. Live life one day at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't worry. Don't obsess about the distant or uncertain future that no one knows about except for God. Now, when the psalmist says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, there was a specific kind of lamp that the psalmist was referring to. They would have their oil lamp, and to use it at night, it was connected with long strings that went almost to the ground, but not quite. And so very literally, hanging right over your feet, the lamp would light your way step by step. By step. That's literally how the light illuminated their path. Not 100 feet ahead with a powerful flashlight or a floodlight, just step by step by step. You see, it's in the same way that we're to pray for our daily bread, to keep us focused on our God in kind of a piecemeal manner. Now, the Lord's Prayer reminds us not only to trust upon God each and every day, but it reminds us that we never pray alone. Even if we're by ourselves, we're still not praying alone. Now think back to the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. Do we pray, my Father who art in heaven? Is that the right line? No, what is it? Our Father. And then now to the point of when we come to requests, do we request from God my daily bread? What do we pray? All right, good, you're awake. Our daily bread. You see, this is extremely important. It's not by accident that Jesus teaches us that. You see, as Christians, fundamentally, we are a people who are mindful not only of ourselves and our own needs, but we are a people who care about others and their needs. Remember Jesus said to the disciples about the hungry multitudes, did he say to them when he saw them and they were hungry, did he say, send them away? What did he say? You feed them. You feed them. What do you have? 5 loaves, 2 fish. I'll use that to perform my miracle. You see, Jesus teaches us not to be selfish, not to be selfish in our prayers or to be selfish with our resources. For we are connected to one another. We are the communion of saints. We are the church. And so we're to be thoughtful. We're to be generous towards all people, but especially those who are less fortunate, because this is a bedrock of our Christian faith, to feel and to live and to think this way and to pray this way. We don't just receive our daily bread, but we also share our daily bread. So when you kneel in prayer, and you pray to God for our daily bread, I invite you not to kneel alone, but to bring with you the hungry to kneel with you, either literally or in your imagination, in your prayers. Kneel alongside them. Pray on their behalf. Help as you have been helped. You see, living in a prosperous country, most of us, not all of us, but most of us, we're so accustomed to food, are we not? Many of us don't think about our daily bread too much because we have it. Now, maybe we worry about the meal that we're going to prepare, of what it's going to be, but we know at least the resources are there either in our refrigerator or at the store, right? A lot of us, we get stressed out about what we're going to make. Or I don't know, I've been here before. This is a little embarrassing. Maybe we get a little stressed out when we come home from Costco, maybe, saying, how am I going to get all my groceries into this refrigerator? We're stressed. So we need these reminders of our daily bread, of our fragility, of our needs in our own lives, and to remember this crucial reality. God is God, and we are not. We are utterly dependent upon our Creator. Now, try this example. Maybe this will hit home a little more for us. I want to invite you to hold your breath right now while I'm talking in your seat for as long as you can while I'm talking. And just so you know, the world record for holding your breath is 24 minutes. I just read this yesterday. A guy put himself in concentrated oxygen for a while, and then he just kind of laid at the bottom of the pool and was able to do it for 24 minutes. We'll see if we can break any records here this morning. So pretend you're kind of going over a bridge right now, holding your breath, and see how long you can go on your own without any oxygen other than the one that you inhaled in. And as you do this, and you may be feeling more and more uncomfortable right now, pray silently as you hold your breath. Give us this day our daily breath, for that too is a gift from our Creator. You see, that's how dependent all of us are upon our God. Every single moment we need our God. But to pray, give us this day our daily bread or our daily breath, we take it to a new level. And I'm sure some of us have been there before. When your cupboards are bare and there's a lot of month left before your next paycheck. Or maybe the person that you've prayed with for years and years, where you've prayed together, give us this day, is no longer with you, but has entered his or her master's joy. That's when we most understand and tap in to the depth of this prayer of dependence upon our Maker. It's a prayer of trust, a prayer of love, of dependence. That whether we're living or whether we are dying, we believe that we belong to God and that we are a part of the communion of saints where we are connected to one another and we care for one another. Now, it's important to note that prayer not only deepens our dependence upon God moment by moment, day by day, but it empowers us to live out God's will. Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of my Father who sent me and to complete his work." And so we're not only to pray for God's will and to wait upon God, we are in the power of the Spirit to do God's will, to give feet to our prayers. That's what prayer does. It empowers us to act. Now, there's a story of a man who had some land, and he decided to cultivate this land. And so he cleared away the stones, he uprooted the weeds, fertilized the ground, planted the garden, watered it, and he produced beautiful flowers and vegetables. Later, he had a friend, he was kind of showing off his garden to him, and his friend also happened to be a very spiritual person, and he commented, "Isn't it wonderful what God can do with a little bit of ground like this?" "Yes," said the man who had poured his blood, sweat, and tears into the garden. "But you should have seen this plot of land when God had it to himself." To quote Bishop Desmond Tutu, "Without God, we cannot. Without us, God will not." James says, "Faith without works is dead." Maybe we can expand James' words and say, prayer without works is dead. You see, prayer goes hand in hand with work, as long as our bodies have strength to do that. And so prayer inspires us to trust and to work. Prayer reminds us part of our work is to share with others. Because what we have is shared. It is a gift that we have received. Whenever Jesus was involved in bread, he did a number of things. And it's interesting to study Jesus and bread, what he does when he's around bread. We've got some things to learn. Jesus would take the bread, he would bless it, he would break it, and then he would share it, and he would give it. We, in the same way, we receive our daily bread from God. We give thanks to God for it. Then we break bread together, and then we share our bread with others. We, church, need to copy Jesus. We always pray the Lord's Prayer at the Lord's Supper that we're going to participate in together later this morning. And we do it with the people of God in the presence of God. And so when we pray for our daily bread, let us also think of the bread and the wine. When we pray for our physical need for food and all that we need, let us also pray and reflect upon our need for spiritual food. For man does not live upon bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So when we think of our daily bread, Emmanuel, we also think of Jesus, who called himself the bread from heaven, the living bread, the bread of life, who gave of himself for us and for the world, daily nourishing our bodies and nourishing our souls. Amen.